days come and days go, there's always a change. We feel, we think, we hear, we talk, we are. And today, I think, Jennifer, a lot of time, as has been the case already, will be given, to the passing of Dick Clark, who at 82 seems given his life, not his lifestyle, but his life. His lifestyle did not at all seem like the way he came across as cool, calm, collected.
I had no idea he was diabetic.
He was, because of the way he died, remember he, I asked him this once. We've had, over the years, I think he and I had four or five public conversations and a couple of private conversations. And I'm not going to try to sound like Ryan Seacrest where he comes across. I find the Seacrest stuff to be a little over the top, although Ryan was very smart in how he connected to Dick. And as a kid, I suppose maybe the same can be said of me and Ed McMahon, although it was later on. Ryan is just at the right age and managed to connect with Dick and has benefited greatly from the connection that he had. I'm not suggesting he's insincere. I just think the amount of attention that's been given to Ryan in all of this is over the top.
Given what was interesting is that he was on Twitter right after the announcement came out about Dick Clark. Ryan Seacrest was also trending as well.
Yeah, right. Well, that's because people, especially people that are Idol fans, people that are fans of his on the radio, they know that he has followed in the footsteps of Dick Clark in many different ways and has done it at an age that is very good productively for him. Ryan is very smart. He's good at what he does. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I just think too much of the discussion of Dick's passing has been about Ryan Seacrest and not about Dick Clark. Dick Clark and his ability. The first time I think I ever was with him in a room was probably about maybe 13, 14 years ago, Jennifer. And he was, we were at an advertising agency in New York, and a group of people who were connected with a company that he was involved in as an investor were together, the people who were working with that company, and I happened to be one of those people. And so he was given a kind of a lengthy list of names, people he'd worked the room before, knew who everybody was, remembered everybody's name and their face, which is one of the great things if you're in the position that he's in. If you can master that, look at somebody, remember. Yeah, Bill Clinton's great at that. Anyway, I remember when he introduced me to the crowd, he went through a whole routine of what the Good Day program was all about and how it was neat that I was. It was just, he made everybody feel like they were the most important person in the room. And I think that's part of his legacy. That's part of his life. That's what made him the master producer, the master businessman, the master performer. He was good at all of those things. I remember when a friend of mine told me that he was being sued by Dick Clark, that there was no fooling around. They knew that Dick Clark meant business, and he was very protective of all of the things that he owned and or did. I remember, it may have been the first time I met him. I was at WNBC in New York with my friend Dick Summer. And Dick Clark was at the time doing a couple of game shows, including the Pyramid. So he'd come into New York for 3 days to do, 15 shows, three, 4 days. And I was in the studio. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning. Dick Clark had come in on an airplane at 2 a.m. He'd gone to his apartment to freshen up, and he came over to be on the radio with Dick. and he was plugging a show that he was doing later in the day with Dick on his radio program. And then he was, and I said, so what else are you doing today? He said, well, I got 12 tapings of this and that. And he didn't need, he was one of those people that didn't need rehearsal. He would go in, he would, and Ed McMahon told me this about him as well. When they used to do the bloopers in the Practical Joke TV show, one of the things about Dick and his business side was that he wanted to make sure that they got the most for their money. So they'd go in, they'd hire a television studio, mostly at CBS, but sometimes they'd find a studio, wherever they could find the cheapest studio, and they'd have one live show a season. One live audience show. And often it was an audience that was in a studio for something else. And they'd do the intros, because that's all they did in front of the audience. They didn't actually show the clips. The audience would stay because they'd be fascinated at what Dick and Ed were doing. So, and all Dick and Ed did was read the teleprompter.
Yeah.
And that was it. There were no, the people who were in that audience didn't see any of the bloopers. They didn't see any of the practical jokes. They'd sit in the audience for an extra hour after some show. They were on a sound stage. They'd change the backdrop quickly. They'd change all of the, from whatever the game show was, who knows what it was, get that stuff off, and then put up the staging for the blooper show, which was very simple. Everything Dick did that he produced himself was very simple. And you know, if you remember, when they'd come out, you know, it was just blocks and background. There's nothing. And then, for the rest of the season, and I think this is the blooper show went on for, what, 13, 14, 15 years. They would go to a studio at 3 o'clock in the morning when it wasn't booked. Clark's people would book the studio, and just he and Ed would show up. They'd have a crew, and they'd have the teleprompter, and they'd knock off, sometimes for in 4 or 5 hours, they'd knock off half of a season of intros and outros for the bloopers.
Wow.
And the audience
Wouldn't
that you would see.
Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall in there?
Oh, yeah. The audience that you would see, well, I think we may have some tape of Ed and I talking about that someplace, Michael, if you can find that. Anyway, the audience that you would see was a collective audience. They had tape of not only the audience that was there for the practical joke taping, that was once a season. They'd collectively put all of those, the audiences for the bloopers over the years together, sort of like what they do on the T.J. Levinsky does on those primetime specials they have on PBS, the music specials. Those audiences are never the audience that's actually there seeing the show. It's a compilation of all kinds of audiences from all kinds of different shows. And that's the same thing that Dick did. As a matter of fact, he probably mastered that technique. They take audiences from other shows that he'd done over the years, gave anything. And that's what they used.
Wow.
When the audience was...
Yay!
Audience, and they weren't there for that show.
Trickery.
They weren't even in the building. It was all about production. Anyway, some behind-the-scenes notes. The passing of Dick Clark is certainly to be noted. What do you... people... It's easy for people who are my age, but it's kind of... It is like Ed, in a sense, because there are generations that have known Dick Clark for not only Bandstand, the game shows, the primetime shows, the radio stuff that he's done, but also the New Year's Rockin' Eve. That's generations.
Yeah, I think I know him most for the New Year's Eve stuff, and then as a game show host, and then as an American Bandstander, because I think I missed that just with my age. But you know, I always respected him and followed his career as I was going into, you know, as you kind of get into your own career, you realize how, because we shared an industry, he's amazing. He's an icon.
He was.
Definitely.
Amazing is a good word for him. What's your word for Dick Clark? 800-510-8255. When you think of Dick Clark, come up with a word or a phrase in terms of his contribution to your life. What do you most associate Dick Clark with in your life? 800-510-8255. 16 after on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals, big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best to record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Our poll today, Jennifer at DougStefan.com, other than Bandstand, what was your favorite Dick Clark TV program? A, the $10,000, $25,000, $50,000,
or $100,000
pyramid. Yeah. Various blooper shows, American Music Awards, New Year's Rockin' Eve. He was a prolific producer. Most of the awards shows up until 4 or 5 years ago, most of the Grammys and that kind of show were produced by his company.
There's still a handful that are, too.
Are they? Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he sold his company for $342 million to somebody after he had his stroke. His wife talked him into selling a majority of the program to, and I don't even remember who the guy is. And how do you, how do you run a company like that without, God bless him, that he got $342 million bucks out of it? But what good is it without him?
Dick Clark Productions without Dick Clark.
Yeah, right.
What is it?
Yeah.
Just production.
Yeah, that's all. So anyway. All right. Some other things that are reality based here. American officials condemning overnight a series of photos. God, here we are go again. The troops posing with body parts.
That they can't even show on TV. That's
of suicide bombers. What in the name of God do these people think? That, what are they learning from the experience of the people? What was it last month when the soldiers were, the guy went out and shot up the city. And then the month before that, there were pictures of soldiers with people that had been killed in battle. In these towns, the locals, that kind of stuff. What in the name of, we go back to the same question, Jennifer. What in the name of God are we doing there? We don't even know what we're doing there. We're blindly following. It's like George Bush bringing us into Iraq. It's the blind. Of course it's time.
Everybody's been there too long. And
long since.
Like this, and it's yucky.
It's ridiculous. It's a disgusting. This should be a referendum question. And maybe a referendum on who gets to be the new president and new people in office. 800-510-8255. Okay, the reality of today is our discussion focus. 21 after on Good Day.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Did you ever pick your nose when you were a kid? Think about it. All of you who are out there, honestly, come on. Anyway, this doctor, Dr. Friedrich Bleichinger, says that there are certain things that are in your nose that if you were to eat them, it strengthens your immune system. So I guess lunch is on me then, Richie, huh?
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Secret Service scandal is getting worse.
Yeah.
Because the Secret Service prostitution scandal has gotten worse because apparently agents were also snorting cocaine. Yeah. However, in the agent's defense, hotels in Colombia offer cocaine in the minibar. It's just literally... Just get it out. If you think it's expensive on the street... Right.
It's worth it to stop on your way to the hotel and get some to take.
Yeah. Don't touch that Coke.
Yeah, no.
Or the Snickers bar.
Oh.
That's $9,000.
Our president launched a new campaign initiative today called Latinos for Obama. The idea is to get Latino voters rallied around him. The Obama campaign released four commercials today specifically aimed at Americans who habla Espanol. Now, in 2008, Obama won two-thirds of the Latino vote, and Mitt Romney is even less popular among Hispanics than John McCain was. So today, the Romney campaign released their own ad aimed at that particular demographic. And who knows, maybe this will be the thing that gets him over the Hispanic hump.
Hola, mi lomo Mitt Romney. Estoy en biblioteca. Yo tengo pantalones. Me gusta burritos. Y el elefante es bueno. Yo soy un hombre blanco. Muy, muy blanco. Yo soy Mitt Romney y mi apruebo. Me gusta apruebo.
Anyway, Justin Timberlake is starting a website to sell things like bookcases and tables and chairs, you know. And other stuff he has lying around. Paperclips, ballet flats, troll dolls, dead hobos. I don't know what he keeps in his house. Now listen, I do not have a problem with Justin Timberlake. How could anyone? He's adorable. Anyway, if Justin Timberlake wants to sell home furnishings, then by golly, he should. It'll be like IKEA, but somehow even more white. And without the creepy Swedish vibe. I bet there's
has an advertising agency right now working on jingles for the company.
He's bringing cities back.
I'm sorry, I'm losing my enthusiasm for him, if I ever had any real enthusiasm.
Craig?
Yeah, I just don't think he's funny.
I think Conan is funny, I think Jay is funny, I think Jimmy Kimmel is funny, but I don't find Ferguson to be funny.
That accent's awesome. He doesn't even need to be funny. Just show up and talk.
I suppose that's a way of looking at it. It just seems a little much. That's just me. Obviously, somebody likes him because
he's been renewed.
Renewal, and so he's going another, 3-4 years? Ferguson, if you like him, swell. I think he's maybe an acquired taste in a manner of speaking. The silliness of all of this reminds me of a discussion that I heard yesterday, the silliness of comparing the TV shows that the first daughters have or involved in, Jenna Bush in one, Chelsea Clinton in another. There seems to be a lot of buzz about that now, and I wonder why that is. I wonder if they even know each other. I suppose they probably do, right?
Chelsea and Jenna Bush, I would think they have to know each other because they at least met at the inauguration.
Right, exactly. So, but that's one of those foolish things. It's not funny. It's foolish. And I think that's, to go back to Craig Ferguson for a second, that's what I think he's more foolish than he is funny. Is foolishness funny? Yeah, sometimes. But it isn't the other way. It isn't,
It'd be funny if we saw him in person, maybe.
Funny and foolish go together more than foolish and funny. How about that? Think about 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, you're stranded at the airport, and you now have to rebook your flight. What do you do? Well, instead of yelling at an airline employee or beating on the kiosk, that's my favorite thing to do, follow my tips to avoid a major meltdown. The fact is, there really is a caste system at the airport, so it pays to join the airline's loyalty programs. Passengers with elite status are often given priority. Then you need to be a contrarian traveler. Change your connection to a hub with better weather or an alternate airport known to stay open. My favorite example in New York is the airport in Islip, Long Island, which tends to stay open long after Kennedy and LaGuardia close. Then get creative with your routing. When travelers were trying to return to the U.S. from Japan, my advice was to double back by flying west through Hong Kong, Taiwan, or Bangkok, and then head east. And if you've got a trip you can't miss, a reputable travel agent can often save the day. The trick is to find one that has a 24-hour hotline, so you can have help in case of an emergency or delay. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Begun. Hopefully we can make you aware of what's going on in the world. This hour is a compilation of things that people are talking about last 12 to 24 hours of info that you may not have had. You may not have listened or paid attention to things that are going on in the world between this point yesterday and today, including, Jennifer, the list of the time most influential people in the world. I'm chuckling at some of the names that have made it onto the list this year.
Did you hear the good news?
Are predictable. What?
The good news is that you and I tied for 101.
Oh, no!
We were just left off the list. I know.
What
I know.
Horrible. That's terrible. Outrageous.
Next year. There's always next year, 2013.
All right. So who's on the list?
Well, it was divided up into a couple of different categories, or actually 5 different categories. There was moguls, breakouts, icons, pioneers, and leaders. And you had some likely suspects, Warren Buffett, Mitt Romney, the new CEO at Apple, Tim Cook, Hillary Clinton was on the list, Ron Paul, Angela Merkel, Christine Lagarde, Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, Pippa Middleton, her sister, Tim Tebow made the list, and then the author of 50 Shades of Grey, E.L. James, was on the list. And then a bunch of celebrities also found their way on, and some interesting choices. Once, I don't know if I necessarily agree that they're the most influential, but Rihanna could be. Chelsea Handler. Claire Danes, really?
Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, Claire Danes.
Chelsea
kinda
Handler.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Chelsea Handler.
Kristen Wiig.
Chelsea Handler.
Stephen Colbert.
Chelsea Handler.
And Viola Davis.
Chelsea Handler.
Well, maybe because Chelsea put out a TV show this year. She has the one about her life. Are you there, Chelsea, on NBC?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't quite get Chelsea. I don't get Claire Danes. Yeah. Don't get Kristen Wiig so much, although she's funny and awesome.
Kate and Pippa Middleton.
I agree with that because I think the eyes of the world have been on both of them. Maybe even Pippa more than Kate.
Yeah.
Over
and
the past year since the marriage.
But eyes on her, there's a good reason for that. And there's Adele who's on this list that I think probably, when it comes to music, she's extraordinarily influential. I don't know,
listen, hey, you know, you listen to The Voice and you listen to American Idol, and how many of those girls that are singing?
Just like her. Yeah.
Yeah, they're imitating her all day long. So.
Yeah. Those of you who don't know about the Texas woman who was charged yesterday afternoon with the murder after shooting a young mother and kidnapping her newborn baby.
Tragic story all the way around.
These things.
I guess she had lost her own baby. Wasn't that the story? She miscarried and thought the baby was hers. And
And what these people are doing with guns. She shoots the mother, snatches the baby, drives away. The lady's dying, and she's yelling, "My baby, my baby!" Reaching for the child as the woman jumps into the car, and then she dies at the hospital, the mother. And the baby later found safe, so at least there's a, at least for the baby, there's a good ending.
Yeah, but then what does the baby have to look forward to now? Yeah. I mean, I guess a lot. You still have a life, but...
Apparently this lady, Verna McLean, had been planning to kidnap a child. She had been wandering in and out of hospitals all over the place looking for somebody who just had a baby that was leaving so she could grab the baby. That's she's laughing. I mean, she's been plotting to do this, apparently, according to several sources, news sources. This woman who got killed has three other children and a husband. Aye. Aye, 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 aye. Okay, on a... I guess this would be a more positive note. Another couple, Jennifer, coming forth yesterday afternoon to claim their Mega Millions lottery prize.
Good for them.
Last of the lottery winners to do so, Merle and Patricia Butler are both retired. They live in Red Bud, Illinois. They took home a check yesterday for $157.8 million. Merle said after they realized they won, they giggled for hours.
I'd be giggling. Are you kidding? I wouldn't have stopped giggling. Oh, my goodness.
That's cool. Good for them. So, there were winners in Illinois, Kansas, and Maryland of all that dough. $649 million or something like that?
It's a lot of money.
Yep. Okay, what do you make of this, Jennifer? The judge in the Trayvon Martin case has stepped aside because of a possible conflict of interest. Judge Jessica Rexidler, no longer presiding over the Zimmerman case, replaced by Judge Kenneth Lester.
And, now, isn't this the second judge that stepped down? Because the first judge, I think, had to go because her husband was involved with the media or something. Am I making that up?
I vaguely remember something like that, but I can't tell you yes or no definitively. But somebody who's following this carefully in Florida or wherever, because there's a lot of interest in this, a lot of people are fanatically following this conversation, this discussion of the Zimmerman trial, 800-510-8255. We both, in the back of our minds, think somebody else. Remember Judge Ito from the...
Sure do.
Huh?
And the dance from the O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And remember the dancing? They had the dancing Itos. Yeah. It was it was a whole thing.
Why did that... I don't even know why that came into my mind just now. I'm just thinking of famous judges.
Famous judges with famous trials. What I think is interesting is that no judge wants to be tried to this because there's no winning this trial. Somebody is going... I mean, you're going to be subject to
death. You're going down.
Absolutely. You know, when she stepped down, this judge, the next judge in rotation said, "Oh, no, I have a conflict, too." So they actually passed over him to the next guy.
I have a hairnail.
Yeah, I have a hangnail, and I can't come play that day.
Yeah, right, exactly. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter, @Good Day. Doug at DougStefan.com. Jennifer, Jen at DougStefan.com.
Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Okay. Yes, we're very formal with our email system.
Yes, we are. The chief financial officer of a small Illinois town arrested, accused of bilking the city of $30 million. This is a small town. She was paid $80,000 a year, but she has managed to steal $30 million. From this town. Rita Crundwell is her name. She's 58 years old and obviously not too bright. Last year, she spent $340,000 on jewelry. She spent $2 million last year on a luxury motorhome.
Wow.
The mayor of the town went to the FBI after somebody found
Miss Crundwell putting money into a bank account in the town in which she lives. And it had
$1 million
in the bank, and these people are all trying to figure, what a stupid deal.
Yeah,
she's buying all this stuff. She's a moron.
150 horses for two. Oh, my gosh. And her American Express bill was $2.5 million.
Yeah. And she's got an 80. I mean, these people have got to be soft as a grape in this town.
Oh, my gosh.
You get what you deserve, and not enough. See, this is the kind of stuff we talk all the time about. Things that are a little more subtle than this, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. But
from like the real geniuses, this woman, not a genius.
Remember it wasn't the same exact story, but in that town, I think it was Bell, California, where people that were working running the town just kept making more. They gave themselves raises.
But they were just giving themselves raises. They were not buying racehorses and running up their bill and buying Winnebagos. I mean, that's just right out there for you to see. With
not
Bell,
very
you
smart.
Actually had to. No, you had to dig to see what they were doing because they were putting it in their paycheck. Wow.
This is really mundo bizarro stuff. Yeah, people will get away, they think, and they do, because there isn't enough oversight. I think I told you that I'm now a member of the Framingham Town Meeting, where we had our first sort of get acquainted meeting last night. Another one tonight on some proposals that are in the 40-some-odd articles that are in the town warrant for the town meeting to discuss and vote on. It's the legislative body of the town. Some towns have just anybody who's a member, a taxpayer, can go and be in the town meeting. Our town is too big for that. In fact, I think our town ought to be a city, but that's another discussion. The ineptness of the way that, I mean, it's big and again, has the same problems that any big outfit that isn't well managed has. And so you dig around, and it's kind of interesting to see where the money's. I've always been interested to a point, but only in certain things. So now you get to see everything, and I'm sure that it'll be very instructive. And I'll keep you up to date. I'll give you day-to-day briefings. You'll know the story behind the story when it comes to the to the Framingham Town Meeting.
You should actually do a blog. That should be your blog about how the inner workings of the government are, because we don't know that.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah, I know. Every once in a while. You can write that one down. I'll give that one to you for free.
Really? That's actually an excellent idea.
I know, so that we can figure out what it's like. Because I have an interest, and I think a lot of people do, especially when you hear these awful stories about running for local
city government. And I'm starting a blog. We decided that I was going
to
start a video blog this week. Hey, that's perfect, Jennifer!
I was going to
do it on some of the farm things. Maybe we'll vary it around. Maybe what I'll do is I'm going to go around town and see some ladies that are interested in losing some weight. Maybe I'll put them on TH-121 and see how well they do losing that extra 10, 20, or more pounds they're trying to lose. That's the way we find our way to the beach. Next, a month from now, people will be going, right, when's Memorial Day? 5 weeks from this
about
weekend.
About 5 weeks away, yeah. Right. And all I don't know about you guys, but it's hot in L.A., so people are breaking out the bathing suits already.
It's been hot here. It's now down to being the way it's supposed to be, but it's been a very warm temperature. I think last Sunday morning was in the 80s here. And so people are shedding their clothing, and not necessarily are they seeing what they want to see, but you can with TH-121. TH-121 contains all natural ingredients that will reduce those unwanted cravings, become a fat-burning machine, and the essence, the results of that with some exercise will be a beautiful body. TH-121 has helped lots of people around the country lose lots of weight and keep the weight off, which is the most important thing. That's always what happens. You get on these good weight loss programs, and we've talked about a lot of them over the years, but you got to stay on them. You got to stay true to them, and they're expensive. This is not. In fact, you can get started with TH-121 with a money-back guarantee. Buy a bottle, get a free bottle, and lose away. That's what it is. You lose, and you can be snoozing. This is one of these circumstances where you snooze and you lose, because this thing is working around the clock. TH-121 guaranteed to help you lose that weight or your money back. Call now, 800-525-2710. Are you convinced? Get a free bottle with your order, and that's not all. You get a free fat blocker as well. 800-525-2710 for TH121, the free way to lose weight. Get started. Look great. Only the time it takes you to pop those two pills, and then your body gets to work, and they work well together. Your body and TH121, 800-525-2710.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, so moving from the Dick Clark circumstance, Jennifer, a lot of people, I think that will be, interestingly enough, probably the number one item this week on, I really do. I think people are going
for
to.
Sure, over anything.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it just is, it affects, he affected so many people in such a great way. So that's it's hard to escape it. It's hard to feel. You said to me a few minutes ago, I sounded a little verklempt, and I think I am. It's kind of like when Johnny Carson passed away. Certainly, when Ed died, it was it affected me. And I'm not very good at masking my feelings about stuff, as most people know. You know, sort of to go beyond that. The Secret Service sex scandal and the growing information that's coming out of this, it's pretty interesting that the government is interviewing a lot of people trying to get to the bottom of it, but the Senate Judiciary Committee hasn't done a doggone thing yet. Why aren't they all over
Isn't
this?
Isn't that strange? I know.
It doesn't make any sense. There are a lot of people on the radio who are enjoying the scandal, and it is pretty good drama, and it is kind of fun. Actually, when you get right down to it, unless you are talking about the, I guess, the GSA, the different scandals going on, but the GSA scandal is run, it's really over the top, beyond anything that ought to be acceptable. And yet, to go back to the government thing just for a minute, I think that if we were to realize what's actually going on, if you really realized what was going on in town meeting or in your city council or county government or state government, you would really be appalled by the things. And so maybe that's part of what Heather Bachman and I will work on as we produce the first Doug Steffen video blog. Maybe town government ought to be the thing that
I think that would be awesome. Because then we can get a glimpse into what really happens. I think that's cool.
Yes, that's it. Jennifer, you're a genius. Yeah, 51 past the hour. Everybody take a big stretch and a deep breath as we get into the day here on Good Day, 51 after.
So you're a maker of something. Wood crafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's Ted Nugent playing one of his found guitars. Oh, no, it wasn't Nugent that lost them. It was
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty who lost it. Nugent is liable to lose something else if he doesn't shut up about the president and his endorsements of Mitt Romney. That's another story for another time. Right now, our stories focus on how to live better with all the technology around us. Let's see here. A number of things that Shelley Palmer has up his sleeve today. Verizon is going to start charging an upgrade fee, mostly because it can. I find Verizon to be despicable, even though all my phones, cell phones, landlines, Fios, all that stuff with Verizon. I was paying the bills yesterday, and I'm looking at all these charges, $1,000 for various things. And you know, they just they fiddle and faddle. Not only that, but look at the taxes that you pay on the usage of these. That's
now,
not
they
Verizon's
don't control
fault,
that, though,
no,
do they?
It's not their fault. No. Anyway, Canadian Justin Bieber impersonator accused of threatening and abusing a 12-year-old girl. For some reason or another, Shelley's reporting on that this morning. I don't know why, but we'll listen to the story in just a moment here on Good Day.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a Canadian Justin Bieber impersonator has been accused of threatening and sexually abusing a 12-year-old girl here in the United States. Acting Essex County Prosecutor Carolyn Murray said that 34-year-old Lee Moir of Toronto pretended to be Justin Bieber on Facebook, then threatened to harm the girl's family in order to force her to perform sex acts online. He was arrested and charged with luring, manufacturing child pornography, and extortion. So how could this have been prevented? Surely there's some technology that her parents could have used. Nope. In fact, using any kind of software to monitor your kids is a really bad idea because the software will lull you into a false sense of security. The only way to prevent cyber stalkers and online predators from endangering your kids is to personally monitor your child's online activities, then set boundaries, and constantly talk to them about cyber safety. It's the only way to truly protect your kids. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on ProQS vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
There's a story, Jennifer, at DougStephan.com, a list, if you will, of people who are spying on you on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg has, that is a strange thing about him. I think he's a control freak. I'm beginning to get that about him. And there are some worrying trends on Facebook. Consider how you can take steps to avoid being spied on. By Debt Collector Watch, for example. Debtors have been caught using Facebook information to come after you. One debt collection agent said this is a strategy used by debt collection agencies today. If you look like a really good-looking girl, a lot of people would accept a friendship even if they don't really know the person. And I think that's it. Who are your friends? They won't get access to you unless they are friends of yours. How are you deciding who to accept as a friend on Facebook? I just went through that. A dozen or so people asking to friend me. I don't know who some of these people are. So do you just say yes to them and not know who they are?
Yeah. If you're a public person, you
probably,
can sure thing.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. One way to check it out anyway. See the story at DougStephan.com.